Grace, mercy, and peace be unto each one of you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Our text is the gospel reading for this day from Matthew chapter 22. I read for you again these words. And again, Jesus spoke to them in parables, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who gave a wedding feast for his son, and sent his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding feast, but they would not come." So far the reading of the text. In the name of Jesus, the only Savior of the world. A wedding, or I should say, the wedding reception is a joyous occasion. It's a time of celebration, food, and drink. It's an honor to be invited. It's glorious to actually attend. Now, imagine if it was the king, the ruler of all, who had invited you. Who would not come to such a banquet? This king throws this banquet for his son. It has the very, very best of food and drink, and that in great quantity. There is the greatest of joy. You're invited. What would you do? Well, today we hear Jesus tell us that the kingdom of God is like a king who gave a wedding feast for his son. Now, you'd expect nothing less, would you? A day of unbridled joy and gladness as his son welcomes his bride. But everything is not as it should be. And it's not the fault of the king or his servants. The fault lies with those who had been invited. And so it is that we hear our Lord Jesus speak words of judgment and grace. And those words are spoken to us. Now, in truth, the king is God himself. And he prepared a wedding feast for his son. Those preparations started with the promise of a Savior given to Adam and Eve. Further preparations included saving Noah through the waters of the flood and choosing Abraham and his descendants to be his special people. Purely out of his grace, God had chosen Israel to be the bride for his son. He sent his servants, the prophets, to invite people to the banquet. That's what we heard in today's Old Testament reading. On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines. And elsewhere, also speaking through Isaiah, God says, "Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price." But those who had been invited to the feast refused to come. They willfully despised and shunned the king's invitation. Imagine such a thing. And yet the king would not be discouraged. He sent more servants, this time the apostles and the evangelists, to invite guests to the wedding feast. The message was clear. Everything is ready. Come to the wedding banquet. And still, they paid no attention. They were indifferent to the king's invitation. They were too busy with the cares and concerns of this world to drop what they were doing and come to the feast. They dared to snub the king to satisfy their greed. Others mistreated and killed the king's servants. We read of this especially in the life of St. Paul, as he proclaims the saving gospel of Jesus Christ to the Jews. Throughout the book of Acts, Paul is attacked by the Jews who would kill him. You see, they had been invited to the wedding banquet. They had been chosen by God to sit at his heavenly table. But they wanted no part of it. And so we read, the king was enraged. He sent his army and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. This is exactly what happened in 70 AD when the Roman army destroyed Jerusalem, set it on fire, and executed thousands. Thus, the Jews were excluded from the wedding banquet because of their own stubborn refusal to accept the gracious invitation of the King of Glory. They rejected the free gift of God, forgiveness of sins, life everlasting, and in so doing, earned for themselves the wrath of Almighty God. Now, that being said, we must be very clear that this has absolutely nothing to do what is happening in our current day over in the land that's called Israel. And yet, all that is spoken by Jesus is Christ's warning for us as well. For God has invited us to the wedding feast for His Son. We're invited to the feast of forgiveness, the marriage feast of the Lamb in His eternal kingdom. Yet, are we ever indifferent to the King's invitation? Is there ever a time when we simply don't care what the King says? Do we ever spurn His invitation in order to attend to other matters deemed more important? Do we ever despise the King and His Son so as to mistreat His servants whom He says sent to invite us to the banquet? May it never be. But that's not the end of the story. Despite being rejected over and over again, the king would still have the hall filled with guests. And so he sends out his servants, go to the street corners and invite to the banquet anyone you find. And those obedient servants did just that. They went out and invited everyone they saw to come to the banquet. Thus, the wedding hall was filled with guests, both good and bad. They had received this invitation and they gladly accepted it. For you see, in relation to God, we are all sinners. None are deserving to be invited, much less to actually enter, sit, and eat. They are invited and enter only by the gracious invitation of the King. And as they thus entered the banquet hall, they received a wedding garment. This garment, too, is a free and gracious gift from the King. For you see, the wedding garment is the robe of righteousness, Christ's righteousness. This robe was placed upon us in holy baptism as our sins were washed away and as we put on Christ. The old is gone, the new is come. Our old filthy, stinking, sinful self is covered by the perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. His death on the cross was the punishment for our sins so that we might enter the wedding hall. What a gracious invitation. However, when the king enters the hall, he sees a guest not wearing a wedding garment. He addresses him, "Friend, how did you get in here without wedding clothes?" There's no answer. For this man had entered on his own terms. He preferred to wear his own clothes, his own righteousness. He wanted God and others to see what he had done. He didn't realize that all our works are as filthy rags. The result is that he was bound hand and foot and cast into outer darkness, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth. For his refusal to wear the robe of righteousness, for his refusal to put on Christ through faith, he forfeited his place at the banquet. He is forever bound in his sin, separated from the light of Christ. This too is a warning for us. Refusal to wear the wedding, to wear the garment that God gives, refusal to put on Christ, is to refuse the forgiveness of sins won by Christ Jesus. The result of relying on our own righteousness is to be cast out of heaven. But wearing the garment is an acknowledgement that you don't have what it takes to enter the kingdom of heaven. And so you gladly receive what is put into your hand, the righteousness which is from God through faith in Christ. The garment of his righteousness covers all your sin. And so the king looks out at you and he sees not who is good or bad, but who is dressed in the free gift of his righteousness, which he provides at the expense of the life of his dear son. So here we are today, not because we're worthy, not because we somehow deserve to be here, but only because God in his mercy has invited us to be here. Indeed, God himself draws us here, for his invitation empowers us to be here and to have a seat at the banquet. And being here in God's house is but a glimpse of what awaits us in heaven. For when we gather in God's presence to receive his gifts of life and salvation, we feast at his banquet table. Yet, this is all but a shadow of the glorious banquet which is prepared for us in heaven. Indeed, what we do here is a rehearsal for that great day. How good it is to be invited to the wedding feast of the King's Son. How much better to actually sit at his table and eat. So today, Jesus gives us both warnings and promises. The warnings are for those who reject and rebel against the King by refusing his gracious invitation and mistreating his servants. The warnings are for those who despise the robe of righteousness and desire to sit at the banquet table on the basis of their own works and worthiness. But the promises extend to all who, by his grace alone, have a seat at his table, unworthy though they be. The good and the bad alike have nothing of which to boast, but the mercy of the King. For He has prepared the choicest of food in abundance. He's invited you to share in the joy of His Son's wedding. He has provided the wedding garment of priceless worth, which was procured by the bloody death of His beloved and only begotten Son. He has done everything and has invited you. Come to the feast and rejoice in the Lord always. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.